Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today we take a look at a sci-fi thriller called Ex Machina.
What a entertaining film, but not an action film. It's filled with philosophy and makes you think.
This is sort of like what I would imagine Stanley Kubrick would have made of The Bride of Frankenstein, you know, because this is a story about artificial intelligence, and it's a intellectually stimulating and oddly compelling movie.
Yes.
That's beautifully acted.
Oh, it's yes.
An eccentric scientist creates an intelligent female robot. He brings in a programmer to give it the Turing test to find out if it's actually artificial intelligence, and bizarre things begin to happen.
Well, I thought the costumes were outstanding and impressive, and the scientist is very obnoxious and unlikable, as opposed to Ava, the female robot he's created, who is very sweet. But there's a twist at the end. I don't want to give it away, but I found that twist to be the most compelling.
Who is manipulating whom?
Yes.
And what are the ethics behind artificial intelligence? These things really come up, and like any really good movie, this is one of those that makes you want to talk about it afterwards. It
absolutely
stimulates
yes.
good post-movie coffee talk.
Oh, yes. And I wonder, is it my imagination, or are there more and more artificial intelligence films being made?
It's true.
It reminded me of Blade Runner, Her. It reminded me of HAL in 2001, A Space Odyssey. And there was also a film called Artificial Intelligence, AI.
I think it's the best movie of the year so far.
I think I'm with you on that one.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.